The special election scheduled for June 25th will be the third time since January 2010 that Massachusetts voters trekked to the polls to pick a U.S. senator. The new campaign is launching just a couple of months after Massachusetts voters settled the most expensive race in the nation between then-incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown and now Senator Elizabeth Warren. The people competing to fill the unexpired term of John Kerry, which, by the way, is up in 2014, will have to combat a case of voter fatigue, according to Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli.
So it presents a certain degree of additional challenge for the nominees to excite an electorate to come out and vote for them and just them in a special election.
Scott Brown is said to be leaning strongly toward running, according to unnamed Republican Party officials who told the Associated Press the former senator would likely enter the race next week. Brown won the special election in January 2010 following the death of Edward Kennedy. He was defeated by Warren in November in an election that saw an unprecedented get-out-the-vote effort by Massachusetts Democrats. Two veteran congressmen from the Boston area will apparently battle for the Democratic nomination. Edward Markey, dean of the delegation, has already announced his candidacy and lined up the backing of the party establishment, including Kerry and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch is planning stops in Springfield, Worcester, and Boston Thursday to talk about his plans for the special election. The primary would be held on April 30th, with a special election on June 25th. Gladys Oyola, the city of Springfield's election commissioner, said it's a good date because it falls just before the beginning of the busy summer vacation season.
We've had poll workers calling us, voters calling us to request absentees, thinking that it was going to be scheduled for July because of all the news coverage. But June, I think, is a lot better for administratively for our office for the election.
Oyola said it will be an advantage that schools, where many of the city's polling places are located, will be out for summer.
The custodians are still going to be working at that time, and we're going to have buildings that will have better parking because there are going to be no teachers, no administration there, and we're also going to have more access to the areas that we personally use for the polls. So in a sense, it's a win-win for the city of Springfield as far as I'm concerned.
Springfield city officials may also schedule a voter referendum on casino development for the same date as the special election for Senate, according to the city's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy.
I think that would be a good idea, especially in the area of voter turnout, which I would hope that we'd have a large voter turnout.
While the scramble is beginning to see who will succeed him in the Senate, Kerry is planning to hold what Democrats call a Thank You Massachusetts tour. It will begin in Springfield Thursday morning. Kerry served in the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts for 28 years. As of Friday, Elizabeth Warren will be the state's senior senator after just 28 days in office. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.